Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, guess what?
What?
It's the year of Marvel!
Yeah, it really still is.
Yeah, it is. But not for much longer, actually.
It's gone really fast.
It's true.
The year of Marvel.
It's true.
Probably because of all the Marvel content.
Probably all the Marvel, yeah. So we've mostly been spending the year of Marvel looking back at, you know, MCU, the major films, and then talking about the shows. But we have some movies we haven't talked about really yet.
Well, they just all came out.
Exactly.
We finally got movies back.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about today. The first three entries in Phase 4.
Four. If they're still doing phases, which they're not super clear on. But this is Phase 4.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Regardless, we're calling it Phase 4.
Sorry, and Feige. It's Phase 4.
It's Phase 4. He can't go back now.
No. <It's a thing. laughs>
So, yeah, we're talking about the first three, which are Black Widow, Shang-Chi.
Yes.
And the Eternals. Okay, but save your yeses for a few more minutes, okay?
Okay.
Because before we get to that, Brandon, what's your current nerd thing?
Well, we just went to the new Ghostbusters movie.
I figured you'd say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the premiere of that, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it was a good legacy movie what I would call it. You can't go into that and thinking it's a standalone type of thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're a Ghostbuster super fan.
Which you are.
Which I definitely am.
Mm-hmm.
It's right up there for my favorite movie ever.
Yep.
It's fun.
So when Jurassic World came out, because you're a huge Jurassic Park fan as well, you found like Jurassic World, you were like, well, it's fine, but it was like not, it was disappointing.
Yeah, that one
was not the
that
case
one yet. Was trying to launch a new franchise.
Mm-hmm.
This one was paying homage to that original movie and like kind of sending it up.
Yeah. All right. So you were okay with it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Definitely. I'd recommend this one. Go watch that.
Only if you're a Ghostbusters
but
fan.
But only if you're a Ghostbusters fan. If you've never seen Ghostbusters. Mm. And I've got to say, it was really nice being in a theater for an opening night again. And people were cheering. And yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got some applause moments and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, people were really into it. And that's like the best.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite.
It is really fun. Like, we unfortunately didn't get an opening night showing of Endgame. So we didn't get quite the moment when Captain America had Thor's hammer, but
well, people did cheer though.
But it wasn't quite that level.
Instead,
but
we got opening night of Infinity War, where people were like
it was
gasping.
A funeral.
Yeah, seriously, everyone sat there in silence.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, there's been Force Awakens. There was a great applause moment in that. We got opening night for that. So yeah, those are always fun.
It is good to be back in the theater.
Yes, absolutely. We're theater fans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what are you drinking?
Well, I have another local beer that I am tasting, and it is one of my favorites, and it's called What the Huck.
It's a hilarious name.
It's a huckleberry based beer.
Mm-hmm. Clever name.
It is, yeah, but it's quite delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you?
I am drinking a coffee concoction. Can you hear the ice moving? There we go.
Mm.
That you made me. It is iced coffee, hence the ice.
Oh,
and
that makes sense. Yeah.
Apple pie Baileys.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Very fall.
I like that you're pretending you don't know what's in it. You made it.
Well, yeah, I'm being an investigative reporter at the moment.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay, yes. It's very festive.
You also didn't give us a nerd thing.
Oh, I was listening to Christmas music like a couple minutes ago. It is November 20th. It is full on ho-ho season in my world. I haven't started on the movies yet, but probably when I'm editing this, I'm going to... Good old Hallmark is showing up.
I mean, I'm as big a Scrooge as the next person, but yeah, it's probably time to start listening to Christmas music.
Yeah, I think so. I would say my other nerd thing is going to see Ghostbusters with you, but you said that, so I didn't want to double up.
Fair.
Oh, and we're wearing nerd things right now. We are recording this while wearing a pajama set, and you said you feel like you should be watching Saturday morning cartoons or something.
Yeah, they feel... They're full adult size, but they feel very juvenile. And
well, that's the style.
And they're nerdy.
Yes, yours are Super Mario, and mine is Animal Crossing.
It's-a me!
Brandon. Yeah, you're good at that. I can't do it. Yeah. Well, normally here we'd go into our Marvel news, but our entire thing is Marvel, so...
It is, but...
But Hawkeye. Oh, 2 days from when this podcast released.
This has been the biggest drought of Marvel content.
It's been like a couple weeks. Oh, and I guess we did watch the behind the scenes part for Black Widow.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
so
I guess that's up. So even though it was a drought, it wasn't really
a drought.
Yeah,
they had some assembled episodes, but yeah, countdown to Hawkeye.
To 2 days. Mm-hmm. Oh, that I'm so excited. Probably won't be staying up until it comes
out. Well, especially because there's two episodes that drop right away.
I mean, if it was WandaVision, it might be a different story.
Switching to Wednesdays makes it a little bit trickier to pull that one in the middle of the week.
Yeah, it's one thing to like, oh, I can handle one day, but like, oh, halfway through the week. Oof.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And before we get into the news here, just I want to make another, there's only a couple weeks left if you want a Christmas card from us. So if you have left us a review, or if you are going to leave us a review, first of all, leave us the review, and then go ahead and send us your mailing information or your email information so we can send you a Christmas card. Christmas cards are, the pictures are taken.
Yeah, we did a photo shoot.
We did.
They're awesome.
They're super cheesy. And they're ordered, and as soon as they get here, they're going out. So you have until they get here. So probably a week or two, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Better get on it. Okay, and that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, I've got news for you.
News for me.
First of all, let's start with Disneyland.
Okay.
Okay. So Mary's...
Still haven't gone.
No, that's not news. That's old news.
Oh, okay, right.
Not new news.
Yeah.
Marius Knights is on right now.
It is, yeah.
Well, not like this moment, but in general, it's on now.
Yeah, the last few weekends before Christmas, they're doing it. Yeah,
we've been watching reviews and some vlogs and things like that, and listening to people's opinions.
General sentiment.
Yeah, general sentiment is it's fun, it's really nice, and probably not worth it.
Yeah, well, it's only like 4 hours long, and it's more expensive than Oogie Boogie's Bash.
Yes.
And there's not as much to do.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of exclusive food, but you pay for that on top of your tickets.
Yeah, and they're not you don't have enough time to do all the food and things like that, so basically, a lot of the consensus is that you can actually get more done just on a regular day. Yeah, and yes, there's cool exclusive food, but it's not cool enough to warrant the ticket price.
Right. They have a surprising amount of exclusive food, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the really good stuff is exclusive to that,
right.
that evening. But
mm-hmm.
I think that might be because they don't have that draw like the cool haunted houses and the Villains Grove type of thing. So
they got to rely on the food and the drink, the Mary.
There is the parade, but it's I don't know.
Yeah, that's too bad because I'd be all there for it. But I do get when you're paying a lot and you feel like you're not getting your money's worth. That's tough.
Yeah, well, it's as much as a day ticket, and you're only there for 4 hours.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard anyone who is, like, incredibly disappointed. More people who are like, well, I mean, that was fun and everything, but, like...
Well, you're still in Disneyland, and you're still doing cool stuff, and there's some exclusive stuff, but, yeah, is it $160 or U.S., whatever it is? Like,
right.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, and the other big Disneyland news, and you don't know this.
No, this is hidden.
Because this just came today.
This is hidden to me, yes.
Magic Band... Plus, is coming to Disneyland Resort.
Oh, I wondered how long it would take. Like, how dumb was it that they didn't have this? Like,
I know.
This is such an easy sell for, yeah, I don't
know. So, according to Disneyland News Today, the new Magic Band Plus is coming to Disneyland Resort in 2022. We don't, of course, have a specific date, but 2022.
January 5th.
You heard it here first.
Probably not.
Probably not.
It's going to be soon because they want to make money.
Of course.
It makes money.
Yeah.
You know, like,
along with the new Hey Disney Amazon Echo devices. So there was a little picture here and it looks pretty cool. Has like the castle on it and everything.
That's cool,
so we'll see what that is. But the new Magic Band Plus was announced earlier this year and will feature interactive effects such as lights and sound. This is the first iteration of the Magic Band technology, though, to show up in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And the exclusive design was previewed at Destination D23 today. That's why the news came out. Yeah, like,
I didn't know they were doing anything for D23 this
year.
Yeah,
like virtually and online, things. Yeah. So the new Hey Disney. Yeah, voice assistant Amazon Echo devices are also coming to Disneyland Resort hotels. Guests will be able to use Hey Disney to get park information or request items from housekeeping. And yeah, like this literally, we were coming down to record and the news broke.
Hey, Wiretap.
Exactly.
I'm on vacation.
I am really excited about the Magic Band coming to Disneyland.
Yeah. I'm less excited about the whole Wiretap Skynet integration. But, yeah, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
That's fine. That's fine.
It already exists. May as well Disney-fy it.
I'd rather have it in my hotel room than in my home, but that's just me.
True. But, yeah, so the exclusive bands that showed, from what I can tell, it looks like the traditional, on the band itself, the traditional Disneyland lettering.
Oh, cool,
like the
yeah.
cool vintage, yep. yeah. Yep.
That old sign.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's bright blue with, like, little star kind of things around it. Castle. With a castle front and center.
Nice.
Now, we said before it was crazy they didn't have it. And it was really crazy when they opened again after COVID, because you would think that would be, the more hands-free, the better.
Well, it is funny, because in Florida they have it, you use your Magic Band, but then you have to use your fingerprint.
Yeah.
So it's not touch-free.
Counterintuitive.
It's not touch-free, but
yes.
This would help with touch-free if you wanted to make it that way.
Plus all the interactive elements now. It's a good time to introduce them. So that'll be really cool to see when this rolls out and what's all included.
All the theme parks are moving to those interactive elements. Universal's gone all in with it.
Harry Potter wands and, of course, the Mario
bands.
So that's pretty cool. That is the big news.
Is big.
Yep, that's big, huge news.
That's huge.
I do have one other piece of information for you.
Oh.
And this is Disney Plus information. They released...
No, Disney Plus day is over. You can't... Yeah, no, well, too bad.
They released their official season streamings list.
Okay.
But do you know why I'm excited?
Because there's something on here you want me to watch as a blind date.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good.
Yep. So that's why I'm excited about this.
Well, I'm glad you're excited.
So you can definitely, if you feel like you want to get all festive and everything, you can definitely look that up. It's on Instagram and Twitter and all that fun stuff. We've got Disney Plus Originals, Holiday Movies, Jolly Shorts, Winter Favorites, and Merry Episodes. And so if you want to watch, I don't know, The Simpsons Christmas version.
Oh, there's lots of Simpsons Christmas episodes.
Well, there's only one listed, actually.
Oh, maybe it's a new one.
Maybe, yeah, season 30.
But they have a Halloween, like the whole Halloween thing. They have many.
Yeah, that's where
you
get Santa's Little Helper.
That is the first one, where they get Santa's Little Helper.
Yeah. The one I want to see is the Phineas and Ferb one.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a Christmas Vacation one. I was listening to Disney Christmas music, and there's a lot of Phineas and Ferb songs. This is exciting. Aren't you excited to watch one of these?
It's not
Phineas and Ferb.
Oh.
Well, we can watch that, but that's not the thing I'm picking for you to watch.
Oh, good. Okay. Yay.
Also. Yep, you bet.
That's what I'm going to say. Humbug.
All right, so that brings us to the end of the news. Two things before we get to our main topic. Number one, this is your official spoiler warning.
Oh, yeah, big spoilers.
Huge spoilers. So if you're with us this far and you haven't seen those and you don't want them, haven't seen those new Marvel movies and you don't want them spoiled, pause, go watch them, come back.
Mm-hmm.
They're all on Disney. Well, no, Eternals isn't, but two of the three are on Disney Plus now.
Yeah, well, just we'll talk about Eternals last. So
there you go.
You can turn it off then. Okay, so actually, yeah, we're not on Magic the Mouse Radio. So if you're usually listening to us on Magic the Mouse Radio, welcome to Apple Podcasts or whatever. Yeah.
That's
if you
true.
Missed us. Yeah.
It's just where there's a couple week hiatus going on Magic of the Mouse, and then we'll be back there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was an idea to bring together a couple of regular podcasters to see if they could talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We call it the Disney A Initiative.
Okay, so let's do this in order of release date.
Of release, yes.
Okay, so the very first movie in Phase 4 was Black Widow. The much-anticipated Black Widow.
Much delayed.
People have been asking...
Long overdue.
Absolutely. People have been asking for a Black Widow movie since, like, the first Avengers came out. Or
yeah, like
Iron Man 2 came out.
Yeah, 2012, basically. It's... Yeah. it's crazy. And then it was supposed to come out, and then it didn't because of COVID, and then it was delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed.
It was ridiculous that it was going to come out in 2020. It should have come out a long time before that. But everyone was really excited. It finally was announced, and literally was supposed to come out like the week after everything shut down.
So how are you going to do this? Because we can talk about the content, or we can talk about the news items that went along with this. This one, this movie's going to be more well known for the problems that it had.
Yeah, well, okay. I think we would be remiss not to talk about the problems. So let's talk about the problems first and then get that out of the way. Briefly. Okay. Because, okay.
Well, first of all, this movie took way too long.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Like, Black Widow is an important character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe slightly outmatched as a regular human with the Avengers. But
yeah, well, Hawkeye is there, too.
Yeah, well, he didn't have a movie either.
But she is a catalyst-type character.
Yeah, and Scarlett Johansson can, of course, carry a movie.
Easily.
Very, very easily. So it is kind of surprising that it took this long to make a movie about this character.
Well, I'm not surprised by it at all.
Well,
but yes. But it should not have taken this long.
It should not have.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was super delayed due to world events.
Yep.
Why? What happened? Oh. So that there was that problem there as well.
Yep. And then it finally did come out.
Finally did come out. And it's not terrible.
Nope, it's good.
I like it.
I did too.
There's really good moments and good action, but it's almost kind of to a point of why?
Yeah.
She's already had her arc in the main movies.
Yeah.
She met her untimely fate in Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And so all this character development after the fact is kind of
superfluous.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
And then you had the issues with how it was released.
Right.
Because of the pandemic, it was released in theaters and on Disney Plus Premiere at the same time, which probably cut into the box office, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And as a major star, Scarlett had points on the back end.
Yep.
Which is a problem. So there was lawyers involved in all this, and it's been settled.
Contract issues and
so it's problematic.
It's messy.
It is messy.
Yeah.
But we did get a female-led MCU movie.
Which, I mean, the second one. Yeah.
It should have been the first.
Should have been.
Like
this
5 years ago.
This should have come out a long time ago. I think this one, if it had come out in between Infinity War and Endgame, say like...
No, it should have come
Captain
out before. It should have come out before that. It would have made her arc in Infinity War and Endgame better.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, so it takes place, let's start there. It takes place between... After Civil War,
when she's on the run.
Yes, before Infinity War.
Yes.
It could have come out then.
Yeah. If it would have come out then, it would have been better.
Yeah. Yeah. Which it should have. And I don't know. I really feel like I probably enjoyed this movie more than you did, but I mean, I adore her and I really, really, really wanted a Black Widow movie.
Yeah. Like the themes might have been a little heavy-handed, but they're well done.
Yeah. I think all the acting was fantastic.
The acting was fantastic. David Harbour's awesome.
He's perfectly cast for that character.
Florence I don't know. They were saying it on the assembled episode that we watched. I'm like, I still don't know how to pronounce that name, even though you're saying, I don't know. It's spelled weird and whatever.
But she's great.
She's great and she's going to continue.
Yes, it felt to me more like the movie wasn't a Black Widow movie as a setting up her.
Yes, it was Black Widow Jr.
Yeah.
Setup.
Yeah.
But well done, not like, say, Indiana Jones trying to set up Shia LaBeouf as Indiana Jones Jr. No. No, this was actually what cute and
I really liked the dynamic between all the characters. I thought the acting was really good.
Yeah, there was good chemistry between the quote-unquote family.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. But afterwards, I was like, yeah, it was like a fine action movie. But in the MCU, you want all these pieces to fit together. And right now, this piece doesn't fit.
It was just out of order.
but
from its release.
Yes, and so that, but it was supposed to be released out of order anyway. Like, it was supposed to be released in spring 2020. It should have been, anyway.
It should have been 2017 or 2018.
Exactly.
At the latest.
And I guess that angered me because, of course, they didn't really care to do that justice.
Explore that.
Yeah. Of course they didn't.
And, like, Scarlett would have had to fight for that because she was a producer and all that. But, you know, the themes of family and self-control and stuff like that were very interesting in this.
And I really liked that it did explore, like, redemption isn't the right word, but she felt like she needed to be redeemed for stuff.
Well, yeah, it was touching on that whole original line about Red in her ledger.
Exactly.
And just hitting on that over and over again, yeah. We didn't get a full payoff on the whole Budapest.
No, we just got a nod at it.
And we got a nod at it, so.
But at least we got something.
Got something, and so I don't know.
If you were given this rating out of 10, what would you give it?
Oh, out of 10? I don't know, like 7.5?
I'm going to ask you that for all of these, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I was going to say like B+.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. I would give it like an A-.
It's right in the middle for me for the MCU in general.
Me too.
I thought you liked it better.
Upper middle. It's probably upper middle. It doesn't, you know, it's not competing with Civil War or Infinity War or Guardians or
Solo movies.
For solo movies, I liked it more. I'm probably, I'm sticking A-, maybe like, maybe on the verge between A- and a solid A. It's not A+, but it's.
So what would solid. You say was a better solo movie than this?
Iron Man,
yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Shang-Chi.
Okay.
Which we're going to be talking about.
We're getting to that, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it's hard because, well, like, say Thor had 3 of them. Ragnarok.
Okay.
Would be a better solo movie.
Absolutely.
I definitely like this more than Thor 2. I probably liked it as much as Thor 1.
Yeah, I would.
And then I have trouble because, like, Captain America, like, Civil War is technically a solo movie, but it's not a solo movie, so...
What about Winter Soldier?
That one's tough. For me, I probably like this as much... it's so different than Winter Soldier, and she's such a big part of Winter Soldier.
She is, yeah. No, Winter Soldier's, like, cream of the crop for solo movies, just because it had so much to build on and did really well. And it was like a soft reboot, like kind of saved the Captain America situation. So
For me, I probably like it more than Winter Soldier or the same as Winter Soldier. But that's not my favorite solo movie. So I know it is for you.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's tough to call that a solo movie though. Because it
this one I think is more important to me than it is to you. But
Fair enough.
I don't love it, and I'm like really annoyed about certain things about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't. Yeah. It's hard because I'm thinking about it in terms of a Marvel movie, not just like, a movie.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm saying like either a strong A- or a weak A.
But you like this more than say Captain Marvel.
I like this more than Captain Marvel. I did like Captain Marvel more than you too, but I like this more than Captain Marvel.
I don't have a problem with Captain Marvel.
I don't either. Mm-hmm. I thought it was enjoyable, but I like this more than I like Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's how much of that is anticipatory, but like,
There is a little bit more of a payoff with this.
Yeah,
because Captain Marvel was like introducing, and this is like. Capping off.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. This one had more great moments for me than Captain Marvel did.
Right.
I don't know if I was just more invested or what, but yeah. Yeah. Or maybe I was just really excited. This was the first movie we were back in theaters for.
It was, yeah. Yeah, that was a big deal, just in and of itself.
But yeah, for me, as far as solo female MCU movies, this one beats out Captain Marvel, and I don't have a problem with Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? Captain Marvel above this one?
They're about the same. Samesies. About the same for me. They're like very different.
They are very
in different,
different
ways, mm-hmm. but I feel about the same about them.
Okay.
I put them in on the same level.
Okay.
It's probably like they're probably tied for three or for like introductory solo films.
See, and that's the other thing. When we're talking solo, like then you have something. Yeah, so then you have, okay, the introductory one. And then you're like, well, is this an introductory one? Because it's not.
But it was her first.
Yeah, okay. But okay, are we including Guardians? Because that's an ensemble, but it's still the first time we meet them.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's so messy to try and do those kind of categories.
It is tough.
Because, like, I'm sorry, I love Black Widow, but the Guardians movie's beating out Black Widow when we're doing that. Right? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
as
it's
hard. As a standalone film, Guardians might be the best.
Well, so, like, that's, yeah, that's just why I'm having trouble with that kind of thing.
And what did you think about the plot? Like,
I liked it. I wish we would have seen more Budapest stuff.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping. I knew going into it, like, the time period it was based in. I was hoping when they first said there was going to be a movie and that was going to be taking place, obviously, before the events of Endgame.
Oh, really? That, yeah. Why? What happened?
Yeah. That it was going to be, like, way back.
Right.
Like, maybe her meeting Clint, or maybe...
I thought that's what it was going to be about, to be honest.
Because then
with you.
I felt like this was almost too recent, and I think that was part of the problem with, like, the payoff kind of thing. They could have had, you know, the end credits could have been this event more or something. I don't know. I like the overall family idea. I think that was an interesting way to explore it. I'm a little bit annoyed, though, about it, because I do think that's important. But it's like they took, they're like, okay, people, here's your one, well, I guess your second female-led one. Let's talk about feelings and family.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite let's give her a romantic arc, but, like, it's half a step away from
that. I'm glad
that
they didn't do that.
Me too. But it was, like, so that was annoying, but I thought the way they handled that was really well, because it was more like, this is why she is the way she is.
Yeah.
And why the Avengers, well, the whole everything, like S.H.I.E.L.D. and then the Avengers, became so important to her was because of the role of family.
Because of family.
Family. I don't do it as well as you. But, like, so I there was a little bit of annoyance, but I thought the way they handled that was really well. Really well done. So I was okay with it. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah. No, like I say, some of the themes, like the Me Too type themes, were a little heavy handed. Like, there was a very strong Harvey Weinstein allegory.
He was so gross.
And he was really creepy, but,
so,
like,
gross.
Well done creepy.
Yeah, like, I was like, I need to go shower or something.
Like, really cool villain.
Yeah, he was.
It, slightly heavy-handed, but I don't know.
Well,
it's a cool way of exploring, like, a really hard subject matter.
Yeah, and there were some nice women moments, you know, like, at the end, all the girls coming together and everything like that. I appreciated that a hell of a lot more than that stupid pandering thing in Endgame.
Yes, it wasn't pandering.
No. Like, it made sense for the plot and everything.
It was,
so heavy, I was okay with
it
that.
Was heavy-handed, but not pandering.
Exactly.
Which is fine.
Yep, I was okay with that.
I would like to see them, like, make an appearance again.
Yes.
We saw one in Shang-Chi.
True. Which we can talk about here in a minute. Yeah.
I would like they have these series coming up. They're going to be
show up every
they're
once
going
in a while.
To be exploring, like, the Ten Rings,
mm-hmm.
with has some woman power going on, which we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see some widows on the loose.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cool.
They can pop up anywhere now.
They can cause all kinds of mayhem.
Yeah.
Or stop mayhem.
Yeah,
or
stop mayhem.
Whatever.
They can do whatever they want now.
Exactly. That's the whole thing.
That's the point.
Exactly.
Okay, well, yeah, Black Widow.
I liked it. I think... I've only seen this one once. I think now that it's on Disney Plus. It's free on Disney Plus. I think I'm going to watch it again.
I would like to, yeah.
Like, really
not as much
think
as,
about it.
Not as much as the next one
yes.
we're going to talk Let, about.
We keep saying we're going to talk about it. Let's just talk
Let's
about
talk
it.
Let's talk about
Shang-Chi.
It. Shang-Chi.
Another theaters one. We've all the three of these we saw in theaters.
We saw them in theaters opening day.
Mm-hmm.
All three.
Yep.
Because we're addicts.
Yep.
And that's how we roll.
It's up anytime I want.
Okay, so Shang-Chi. I went into this with, like, not super high expectations. I'm like, oh, it's a Marvel movie. It looks pretty cool.
It'll be fun.
The trailers were fine. I'm not the biggest Awkwafina fan.
Me neither.
But,
like, I'm not offended by her.
No,
it's just
I'm not.
Like,
it's
oh,
just
whatever.
Like, whatever. It's comic relief. Eh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ant-Man's pretty funny.
Exactly. but, yeah, this movie's amazing.
It is so good. It is so good. And I thought the same thing. We had just watched Black Widow, and I was like, oh, that was fun. It was, like, good, whatever. It wasn't, like, altering, life changing. I didn't lose sleep thinking about it or anything like that. Like, I'm way more invested in the shows. WandaVision still holds that candle up, but you know, so I, like, it was offensive or anything like that. But so I was kind of expecting the same thing for Shang-Chi.
Yeah, and I'm not the biggest comic book nerd in the world.
Yeah.
But I definitely had never ever heard of a character Shang-Chi.
Right.
Like, not like C-list would be too high. like, just not a thing. It's not on my radar.
Well,
and
it is now.
True.
I was mostly excited for this because it stars, like, he's Canadian.
He is Canadian.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool. We're getting that
heard of him through mm-hmm. his work on a Canadian sitcom.
Yes,
yeah. And apparently he had been petitioning mm-hmm. Marvel to do a Shang-Chi movie for years. Like, there's tweet. He has tweets on his account from, like, 2000.
That's amazing.
2010. Come on, Marvel. When are you going to make a Shang-Chi movie?
And they finally said, fine, here, you do it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's really cool.
And of course, it was really cool to get an, well, I was going to say Asian American, but I guess Asian Canadian.
Asian Canadian.
You know, yeah. like Chinese star Canadian, actually playing and like everything mm-hmm. like that. And so like that was kind of cool. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever. Like, I'll go. Yeah. It'll be fun. I'm not going to be disappointed in it. And it was amazing.
It was so good. Like, it's right up there for my favorite solo film.
What else would be?
Iron Man is the only thing. Like, and that's even on the same level.
And that's hard just because Iron Man started everything, so it's really hard to divorce that from...
Yeah, like, because I don't count Guardians. Like, Guardians is awesome, but it's mm-hmm. not solo.
Right.
The other Phase 1 movies were kind of bad. comparatively.
Okay. It is good. It is an awesome tone. There's lots of little Easter egg nods to different things.
Well, it weaves itself so nicely into the MCU.
It has Morris.
Effortlessly. And yeah, it has Morris.
Which by itself.
Buy a stuffed Morris.
Can I have a stuffed Morris, please?
Well, they do sell them, but we don't have a Disney store in Canada anymore.
Oh, that's probably good for the bank account, actually.
But yes, the tie-in with Iron Man and the Ten Rings, they had mentioned Ten Rings. The whole Ten Rings and
the Mandarin.
The Mandarin he's a major villain in Iron Man in the comics. And people were like quite disappointed with how that turned out in Iron Man 3.
Right.
As the bait and switch. And it ties in perfectly with that.
Yeah,
and
it all like, it almost like redeems Iron Man 3 problems.
Yes, it makes Iron Man 3 better.
And I was like, wait, do I want to watch Iron Man 3 again now? Like, what's going on?
How can you do, like, it's crazy. But yeah, no, this is great, and it has awesome nods to like Chinese mythology mm-hmm. as well.
Well, I'm not studied in Chinese mythology, but like I didn't feel like it was ridiculously done or anything like that, which can sometimes happen with mythological things.
Sure, like if you're just like trying to take stuff and go, ooh, look at this.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it was everything's cool. There's strong female characters in it.
You bet.
And like there's lots.
Yeah. Like very. Yeah. If you don't watch How It Should Have Ended and things like that, you should, first of all. But the one they did for Shang-Chi was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Awesome. His aunt is like my favorite, just period.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's awesome in the movie, but yeah.
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 Yeah. So, okay, let's, so overall, what would you rate this one on a scale of 10? I'm thinking you're going to say A or A plus on that scale, right? So.
Yeah, it's A plus, it's probably like a 9.5.
Nice. Just because nothing's perfect?
Nothing's perfect, but.
Okay, so what were some stand-up moments that you, like, we need to talk about these specific elements? Besides Morris, who is amazing.
So, you have just amazing fight scenes.
It's true.
They're very visceral. There's kung fu style. Mm-hmm. There's Jackie Chan inspired.
Totally.
Like just street.
Bruce Lee
style. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. And then you have like this. He goes to the street fighting ring, mm-hmm. or whatever the fighting pit.
Yep.
And you have all the Easter eggs there.
So much fun.
So you have tie-ins to Iron Man.
You have tie-ins to Black Widow, which had just come out.
Let's talk about some of those tie-ins here. So we mentioned the tie-ins to Black Widow. One of the Widows is there. Part of that,
And then Iron Man 3, you have an extremist guy who's somehow still alive because they were blowing up. I don't know. Anyway, we'll ignore that. They found some way to stabilize it, I guess. I don't know.
You have tie-ins to the Hulk.
This is like the first callback, well, second callback to the Incredible Hulk, because there was one in Black Widow that we didn't talk about.
Oh.
General Thunderbolts.
Right.
Was in that.
That's right.
Yeah,
so Phase 4, apparently they're acknowledging that the Incredible Hulk existed.
Yes, it does exist. I guess Edward Norton is a variant. I don't know. We'll go with that.
All right. I'm there for it. That's a thing.
I would actually love to see them bring back Ed Norton and Terrence Howard as variants
of Hulk
and War Machine. Just like make a nod to it somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
It'd be awesome.
Marvel, we have ideas. That would be really cool.
Everybody's had that idea. ever since Loki came out, they're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come on, Norton. Yeah. So we had Abomination
Abomination and Wong, of course.
Who is cooler every time we see him.
He is the best sidekick.
I don't know. There was a cool sidekick in Eternals. It was maybe the best part of that movie.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
Is the best sidekick.
Morris is a good sidekick. He does a lot of work for not having a face.
It's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, and speaking of callbacks, he ends up being a... Well, like, not just a minor little nod, like, he's a part of it.
Trevor Slattery. Yeah, so that was the big surprise in this.
I actually squealed.
they kept this one under wraps really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even hear any leaks about it.
Nope.
But Ben Kingsley is back as the fake Mandarin.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because, like, we meet the real Mandarin
right, as
the owner of the Ten Rings and Shang-Chi's father, this whole blah, 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 blah. And he's been keeping hostage Trevor this whole time because he had besmirched his good name but kept him around because he was good actor.
Yeah, he was entertaining.
which he is very entertaining.
He is very entertaining,
movie,
yeah. But remember when we were talking about the Iron Man movies, and we said, like, they did Ben Kingsley, like, they did him wrong? They didn't do him wrong anymore. They just, like, let him play, and he had so much fun.
He is a great actor.
Yeah.
He's got some problems, because he did this whole fake Mandarin thing.
Yeah.
Which was funny, but he won an Oscar for playing Gandhi.
Yeah.
He's a white British guy.
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of funny how that all turned out.
Right.
It's like art imitating life.
Yeah.
Imitating art.
Yeah. It's a little meta, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had lots of fun Easter eggs. You had all these different fighting styles. This one, like, shocked me with how good it was. The pacing was really strong, which is, of course, a problem with the Eternals we're going to talk about.
Very, very good pacing, yes.
This is definitely, for me, I think it is the strongest so far in Phase 4.
Oh, easily. Because, I mean, you're comparing it to three movies and then... TV shows, I guess.
Well, okay, if we're comparing it to TV shows, WandaVision is the strongest.
It's neck and neck for me. WandaVision has some weaker episodes.
Don't care.
Whereas this was, like, just all hits.
Does not matter.
Yeah, I know. You love WandaVision. Whatever.
This would be, like, second, though.
Yeah.
Like, this beats out Loki for me, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
I really like
it
Loki.
It definitely beats out Loki for me, and I was most looking forward to Loki out of anything that had been announced.
Right.
And I still like it.
But this, like, came out of nowhere with the awesome.
Yeah, just, it slaps you in the face
with
the awesome.
And now Wong is, like, one of my favorite characters.
If you haven't seen this because you were like, oh, I don't know.
Which is kind of what I was like, oh, yeah, we'll go to it, whatever.
You gotta see it.
Oh, my God. A coworker of mine was kind of thinking the same thing. He's like, oh, yeah, whatever, that looks fun. I was like, you need to go see this.
No.
Well, it came to Disney Plus. He saw it. He came to me the next day. He was like, oh, my God, where did that come from?
Yeah, no, it's... It's a classic.
It's
like
so good.
Instant.
So good. We're going to watch this one again probably very soon.
Yeah.
Before we get on to the Christmas movies.
You have it on Disney Plus.
Yep.
In IMAX aspect ratio.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Shang-Chi.
All right. So, after Shang-Chi, we have the Eternals.
We do.
And we went from, like, the highs to the only one certified rotten.
the absolutely worst reviewed Marvel MCU movie ever.
And I don't think that's deserved. I think there's worse.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think it's good.
It's not great. Mm-hmm. It's probably not even good, but it is watchable.
It is watchable.
It definitely remind me of a DC movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, DC movies are not great. I don't hate on the DC universe. I wish it was better.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Like, if you ever watch the animated DC movies, they're actually very good.
Right.
So those characters can be good, mm-hmm. but they've been kind of fumbling live-action versions for a long time.
Right. It's,
But this suffers from a lot of the same problems. Like,
pacing.
There's a sense of grandeur that's unearned.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice way to say that. Yeah.
And they're, yes, very serious pacing problems. Mm-hmm. They're trying to introduce a whole whack of characters at once, which is tough.
I think they got scared about introducing so many characters, actually. They were like, I think they worried how the audience would do. And I mean, fair, when you hear that all these characters are coming, like, that is nerve-wracking. But they tried so hard, it actually made it worse.
Yeah.
Is how I feel.
Yeah,
it's like they were trying too hard. Just, like, let them exist and, like, don't worry if we don't remember. You know, your crazy Marvel fans are going to figure out the names and no one else really cares. Just tell us a good story.
Yeah, you gotta focus on the story first. And there was a good story there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think a lot of it got lost.
It was, the pacing was very rough. I think they needed to spend more time on their historical stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
because that stuff was cool.
I thought it was kind of cool, like seeing them interacting with humans throughout history and
historical moments that often aren't looked at when they do the whole, let's look at the effect on history. Because when they do that, it's usually ancient Greece, the Renaissance, you know, Industrial Revolution, and they had, like, these different places where they were in and these different time periods they were in, and you got to see a little bit more of the effect that way, and yeah, that was the coolest part.
It was the coolest part. I thought that the explanation of them, like, because they've been around for 7,000 years and not doing anything until now, I thought that was fine.
Yeah, I was okay with that.
I was okay with that, and they're dealing with a lot of crazy cosmic stuff, which is harder sell. And that was okay.
Sure.
That was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, it was just the movie itself was, the pacing was a
little
off.
I didn't have
a
problem with the story. I had a problem with the way they told the story.
Yeah.
Was kind of my thing. I didn't even have a problem, like, I didn't think the acting was that bad.
The acting was
like
fine.
That,
like, they had lots of A-list actors. Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie might have had a little bit of self-importance there.
Well,
so
you know what's interesting is she apparently really liked these characters and said she was approached and was, because I looked this up, she thought she was doing this like a different, like a little like cameo kind of like bit role.
Mm.
And then they gave her this big thing kind of thinking like, well, she'll help sell the movie.
Right, yes.
So they like inflated it too much.
Yeah,
and,
it was kind of,
I she doesn't need any help with that.
But whatever, like, Yeah, I don't know. There was good action sequences. It's actually a really good one to see in D-Box.
Right,
We saw it in D-Box. All the action scenes worked really well with mm-hmm. that motion. So that was actually a lot of fun.
That was fun.
But yeah, the pacing.
The pacing.
It comes
was
back
problem.
To the pacing.
That being said, very cool after credits scene.
Big after credits mm-hmm. scenes.
Scenes. Yes, that's very true. Okay, let's back up for a second here. Let's talk post-credit scenes for all three.
Okay.
Okay. Black Widow has a post-credit scene that ties in a little bit with the TV shows.
Yes. That
minorly.
It's a post-credit scene, so it's going to be minor.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the very first indication that the TV shows matter.
Yes.
Because it was a character that had only been introduced in the TV shows, and here she's showing up. In, like, basically being Nick Fury of Phase 4.
It's true.
And you're like, we were in the theater and people were like, who the heck is that?
Yeah, had we not heard them say that.
They had mm-hmm. not seen the TV shows.
Exactly.
And, yeah, so it's a big deal.
Yep, so that was the biggest deal. And our post-credit scene for that one takes place, like, chronologically where we're at, after Endgame and things like that. Okay, so then we had that one. Shang-Chi one was just fun.
and keep an eye out for Yelena.
Oh, yes.
Showing up in Hawkeye, wink, mm-hmm. wink, nudge, nudge, is a distinct possibility.
Do you think it's a strong, like, do you think it's a possibility or is it like
a
likelihood?
I would put money on it.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense with the way that went. Yes.
I don't think she's going to be a big part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe slightly bigger than War Machine was in in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but... Right.
But she's going to be there.
She's going to be there.
I would be shocked if she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we went to Shang-Chi, and we had a super fun post-credits scene. But we also have, like, them fitting now in to the rest of the Avengers as a whole.
This one worked more as a... just welcome to the Avengers, mm-hmm. basically.
Literally.
Hey, hey, new kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But...
Yay, Wong.
apparently, they had that post-credit scene in mind for the whole time, but they weren't sure who was going to be in it.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, they settled on Captain Marvel and Bruce Banner.
Interesting.
But they didn't know who they'd have access to. And okay. It doesn't actually really super matter.
No.
But... it's interesting that they had, like, the smartest guy and the most cosmic one.
Yeah.
Because the whole... it's talking about the origin of the Ten Rings right. and stuff like that. And that does play into the Eternals as well, because they don't know where it's coming from. And the Eternals are kind of that technology mm-hmm. type of thing. So I think those two are going to tie together
as well.
That's
interesting. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be more invested in the Eternals, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully they can pull that out of the fire. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
They fixed most sort of the Hulk, I guess. They fixed Thor.
They did. They fixed Thor.
They fixed Captain America.
Yep, they did.
So, yeah, you never know.
I mean, and you got to remember, yeah, Iron Man was really strong, but Iron Man 2 and
Iron Man 2 was terrible.
Yeah, so, you know, and we just kind of forget about that because everything else was so good. So maybe that's what's going to happen with the Eternals here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and our post-credit scene for The Eternals.
No, you forgot the second post-credit scene for Shang-Chi.
Okay.
Which is a big deal. I think this one also is going to play into the TV series.
Okay, explain.
Because it is saying, oh, the Ten Rings terrorist organization mm-hmm. is still a thing.
Yes.
So Shang-Chi's long-lost sister.
Who is seriously badass.
Yeah, she kicks some butt.
Yeah, like everyone's.
She becomes the son her father always wished he had, basically.
Yep.
Which is an interesting commentary on Chinese culture in general and stuff like that. But she goes and takes over the Ten Rings and is like, yeah, no, I'm gonna be a baddie.
Yeah. Yeah, like a really, really, really strong... Yeah, she's terrifying and awesome, and
and these movies often end with so and so will return mm-hmm. or the Guardians of the Galaxy will return.
Exactly.
This one was the Ten Rings will return.
Mm-hmm. So that is interesting.
It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal.
Yep. So maybe now the whole big question here that we keep hearing is who's going to be the big bad? Who's the big bad? Right.
Well, I mean, it's Kang right now is the big bad, but she's going to be a less cosmic, crazy big bad. She's gonna have interesting world street level.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
And we'll see what Hawkeye gets up to.
Because
there's gonna be another criminal on the loose, I believe, with Hawkeye.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think so.
So the interaction of those two could be fun as well.
That would be fun. Do you want to say what your hypothesis is here? Or?
Oh, it's Kingpin.
Yeah. Well, not confirmed, but it's Kingpin.
No, it's going to happen.
But not officially confirmed.
Okay, so in the trailers is the tracksuit gang.
Yep, who work for Kingpin.
Who are well-known associates of Kingpin.
Yeah.
They just announced the Echo series.
Uh-huh.
She is a stepdaughter of Kingpin in the comics.
Okay.
And the dog in the Hawkeye trailer has things to do with Kingpin as well.
Oh, the dog does? Yeah, okay.
Pizza dog.
I just knew the tracksuit one.
Yes.
It's Kingpin.
It's
Thank
Kingpin.
God, because he's amazing.
Well,
he's so interesting.
Hopefully that actually happens, and hopefully they bring him, like, the actor from the Daredevil series back.
He's the best.
He's been tweeting... a bit too, so like, it's like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It's not.
Hey, I'm Andrew Garfield.
But... Okay,
I'm not in the Spider-Man movies.
What do you mean the Spider-Man movies?
Well, it's a Spider-Man movie. I don't know.
Okay, and then our post-credit scene for The Eternals.
Mm-hmm.
This was a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was two.
Okay. Yes.
Mm.
Which one came first?
The first one that came first was like directly like after.
Mm-hmm.
She Cersei gets swept up
yep.
by the big celestial mm-hmm. Dude, and they are like, where'd she go? And, I don't know. And they're back on their eternal ship. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a little dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm a little dude.
Yeah.
And then he goes through the whole, like, herald thing and
yeah.
and announces that it's Thanos' brother and all these mm-hmm. titles and stuff like that.
But then you're like, wait, what?
And
mm-hmm.
who appears but...
Thanos' brother.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
But you should know this.
Sure, but I didn't.
Okay.
Brain fart, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, yeah, he's dressed in, and apparently he's this dude that's in the comics and stuff. It was weird, but it's interesting that they're, like, going for, they went for it.
So, it just seems like there's, like, introducing a lot of stuff coming down the...
They are introducing a lot of stuff, but they seem, like, not to be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing it safe.
No, they're not. They're like, we're Marvel, whatever.
Yeah, we can do whatever.
Yeah, and, I mean, they're not.
And
wrong.
The interesting thing is they released a character poster of Harry Styles.
Did
later.
They?
Eros Eternals character poster.
Cool.
So like he's full on.
He's there.
That's a character.
All right.
Now let's see if they follow up on that.
Well,
but,
I mean, it took a heck of a long time for them to follow up on Thanos himself. So maybe his brother's gonna be the same deal.
That was a measured choice of holding back a strong thing, whereas this is like, what the heck is going on? I don't know.
Okay, and then the other post-credit scene that was a big deal, of course.
Very big deal.
And this one, so I have a student who's obsessed with Marvel, and this one she like freaked out about. First of all, we have Jon Snow.
Yeah, it was Jon Snow. Yeah, his name is Jon Snow.
And shockingly, through part of this, he knew nothing.
Yeah, he literally knew nothing. Yeah, I mean that's kind of his thing. But
apparently,
like his name in the show is a well known alias of the Black Knight,
mm-hmm.
and people knew. Okay, he's been cast as the Black Knight, and all this, and they thought, well, maybe the Black Knight's gonna be part of the Eternals, and what, there's a whole lot of characters in this, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't really get his due.
No.
Until this post-credit
yes.
scene.
Yes, he's there, he's like a boyfriend.
He's, he's the love interest.
Yeah.
That they usually reserve for ladies to
do. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah, I like that.
But, he does get his due, and he gets his inheritance, which is this sword.
Yep.
And they actually mention it previously.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the Eternal ship, and Angelina Jolie is playing with a sword, and she's like, and they're like, "Oh, is that the ebony blade?" And she's like, "Oh no, it's actually Excalibur." But apparently, in the comics, ebony blade is like the sister sword to Excalibur.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and it has to do with this Black Knight
mm-hmm.
person. And yeah, so he's playing with the sword, and there's a mysterious voice in the background.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's speculated, I don't know if it's confirmed, that it's actually Mahershala Ali's voice.
Who has been cast as?
Blade.
Dun, dun, dun.
And they also mentioned vampires in this movie.
They did.
So, yeah, they're vampires are coming as well.
And they have zombies.
Zombies, animated zombies.
Yeah.
They definitely, there's going to be vampires.
Yeah.
And probably mutants as well.
Explain.
Well, the whole multiverse
mm-hmm.
storyline looks like it's pointing to introducing mutants.
Man.
Because they now have the rights to the mutants.
And they thought that traveling to space was crazy.
Yeah, remember when Guardians of the Galaxy was the big risky movie?
That was funny.
That seems like normal now.
That's cute. How quaint.
But yeah, I can see the Black Knight working with Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm. That's coming.
They work together in the comics, apparently.
They have similar names.
They are knights.
Yeah, and dark related.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Perfect sense. And they're both kind of crazy, so.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So he's going to go crazy?
Well, you saw
Jon Snow's going to go crazy?
You saw the sword? It was like all messed up.
Sword's going to make Jon Snow crazy.
Yeah.
He's going to know even less.
Well, I don't know if that's possible.
Okay, so the Eternals, what would you rate this one on a scale of 1 to 10?
C minus.
I said on a scale of 1 to 10.
C minus. It's about as much sense as the movie made.
Okay. I think you were harder on this than I was. Like, I was trying really hard to... I hold
on a
Marvel
scale of one,
movies...
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 4.
Okay, that's fair.
A 4 is watchable for me.
Yep, yep. So for me, there's a Marvel movie rating and an everything else movie rating, right? Like, there's a different caliber.
I enjoyed it more than, like, almost every DC EU movie.
Yeah.
Shazam is probably better.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Wonder Woman is about the same level.
Okay, yep. I actually got very strong Wonder Woman vibes.
Haven't seen the second Wonder Woman, but apparently that's terrible.
It's why I haven't seen it.
So, yeah, I don't know.
All right. Anything else to add for these ones?
No, I'm excited to see where this all goes.
Because there's a whole lot of possibilities, and I'm sure they'll pick up these threads eventually, but there's a whole lot of threads hanging around here that they might come to next movie, and they might come to in, like, 10 years.
Yeah, well, for as much as the Eternals had pacing problems and stuff, I did like how they went cosmic, and it is going to open the door significantly for the Fantastic Four, which I'm really, really, really looking forward to. They better not screw them up.
Take your time. Do it right.
Give me a good Fantastic Four movie. Like, All I want. Please.
Well, that's how I felt about Black Widow.
Yeah. You win some, you lose some.
It wasn't that bad, actually.
She's had some good movies.
She has.
So, yep, just she has. Not sell the movies. Yeah,
so. Yeah, it's all right. That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
All right, I have some trivia for you.
Okay.
About these three movies.
Oh, good.
Three questions, one question each.
Oh, interesting.
Ready?
I don't know anything about these trivia-wise. So.
All right. Black Widow is set as a prequel film in the MCU. What were the other two?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, Captain Marvel is technically a prequel film for Nick Fury. So, I'm going to say that's a prequel film.
Okay.
For sure.
And there's another one.
Guardians of the Galaxy is somewhat out of chronological order when it was released, but I wouldn't say that's a prequel film. It's not Black Panther. I mean, kind of, because he came out in Civil War, and then, no, because it wasn't chronologically before Civil War. No, I don't know.
Okay.
But it definitely Captain Marvel.
Okay.
So I get a half point for that
one. Okay. Number two, a character in Shang-Chi has been referred to as the new Baby Groot. What's the character?
Oh, it's Morris.
Yeah, you're right. I needed a Shang-Chi question that I knew the answer to. All right, and this one's my favorite.
Speaking of Shang-Chi trivia, there is a really great Twitter thread where a bus driver...
Oh, yeah.
In California.
Yeah.
He talks about the actual route and... The specifics of being a bus driver and the bus fight scene.
That's cool.
And it's a really good Twitter thread. It's, like, awesome. So
cool.
Go find that. Maybe we'll post a link to it somewhere.
Oh, you better find it. All right. We'll have to know.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite trivia. Ready? The Eternals is the first MCU film to receive an 18-plus rating in Russia.
Oh.
Why?
Because of the non-heterosexual kiss. Yeah, it's not the first openly gay character in the MCU, but the first, like, one with, like, an on-screen relationship and full-blown family and everything.
Yeah, and it's, like, a major character.
And that's a big no-no in Russia, which is sad and pathetic.
Yeah. Anything else to add about these before we say goodbye?
I like Marvel movies.
Yeah, Marvel movies are fun. Yeah.
It's fun having something, this Marvel content to look forward to, because we got Hawkeye coming out, and then...
like, in 2 days!
And then, before you know it, it's going to be Spider-Man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so soon. Oof. I'm so excited. Oh, that was our other big news.
The new trailer did come out. There's a lot to talk about there.
Do you want to talk about that?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, let's briefly talk about that.
So, they've confirmed full-on... multi-universe.
Yep.
All the villains.
Okay, all the villains. Who did we see? Because we flat out saw them. There wasn't hints.
No, there was zero hints. So you got the Lizard.
Yep.
From the Andrew Garfield movies. Mm-hmm. You got Jamie Foxx as Electro from the Andrew Garfield movies. You got Alfred Molina as Doc Ock, which we had seen in the first trailer.
Yes.
But we saw a little bit more of him. Yeah. We saw William Dafoe as the Green Goblin.
Yep.
Full on.
Full Green Goblin.
And
we also saw Sandman.
And Sandman. Mm-hmm. So that's 5.
Yeah.
Generally, Spider-Man fights the Sinister Six.
Right.
So who do you think the sixth is?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
That's another possible place for Kingpin to show up.
Uh-huh. That's what I was wondering about.
He's a Spider-Man villain as mm-hmm. well. Who knows? You could have Vulture come back.
That's cool. I feel like they would have shown Vulture, though.
Maybe not. Mm. Kind of a... Because he got kind of thoroughly defeated there at the end of his Spider-Man movie. So who knows?
Interesting.
I don't know.
Okay, cool. That is interesting.
Maybe Mysterio is not really dead. Maybe. You don't know.
You never know. Yeah, there's a whole lot of questions about Doctor Strange's role in this one.
Doctor Strange is acting very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And not Doctor Strange, just strange.
Just strange.
Yeah.
Strange for Doctor Strange.
So is Wanda doing some stuff? Because she's definitely tied into this whole multiverse thing.
She's pretty strange.
She's supposed to show up in the next Doctor Strange movie.
Mm-hmm. But is she going to make an early appearance?
Yeah. Well, is there going to be a reason for her to show up in that movie,
mm-hmm.
in this movie?
Right.
And there's definitely strong wink, wink, nudge, nudges that there's something going on. Because they showed the big battle.
Yep.
The positions of the villains don't make much sense with one Spider-Man. So
it's known, like, if you go back and you watch the trailer for Civil War and they have the two groups coming together, you see that they wiped out certain characters that they didn't want people to know were involved.
They wiped
in
out
this.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Was the big one.
Right.
The other big one like that is Infinity War. They're doing the charge towards Thanos' army.
Right.
And Hulk is there.
Right.
Because they wrote over Hulk over top of Mark Ruffalo in the Hulk right, Buster in the Hulk. Suit.
Right.
So they're well known for
yep.
doing full-on visual effects just for the trailer,
just for the trailer.
To throw people off. So
yeah, so their one scene looks a little suspicious.
Definitely, especially the Brazilian version because they forgot to edit it all the way and the lizard gets punched by nothing.
Yep. Yeah.
So
that seems a little suspicious.
There's something going on there that they don't know what you want. They don't want you to know. Is it other Spider-Men's?
Could be.
Which would make sense. Is it Daredevil?
Ooh,
you don't know.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. So we'll be watching that like as soon as possible. Okay, and that is the next thing in our beginning of Phase 4.
Yeah. So that's going to be like. That's going to be your like mid-season finale for Phase 4.
Yeah,
I'm thinking. Like mm-hmm. that's big deal.
Yeah. I kind of thought Doctor Strange would be the big deal. I think it's Spider-Man.
Oh, it's Spider-Man. It is Spider-Man. It's wrapping up a trilogy cuz they've worked the solo films as trilogies often, and it's also the whole rights thing because it's a Sony movie and they're trying to spin off Spider-Man off into their own Sony-verse with Venom and stuff. Like, maybe it's Venom. You don't know. Yeah. So there's a lot going on there, but we will see.
Yep. I'm excited.
But I think that's it for this episode.
I think so.
And we're looking forward to more Marvel.
You bet. So excited.
But until then, you can contact us on our social media. Or through our website to chat, suggest better trivia than who Morris is, because obviously Morris is awesome.
Okay, well,
It's okay.
You didn't know one of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I just had a brain fart. That's fine. And thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for the awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. Where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. You can find us on Instagram at DisneyA.podcast, on Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. You can find DisneyA episodes on all the favorite podcasts, streaming platforms, anything you want to know. We're probably there. And if we're not, well, just, hey, give us an email and we'll get it there.
Yeah. I don't know what we'd be missing so far.
I have no idea.
But if we are missing something, tell us.
Yeah.
So we stop missing it.
We can get on there. And we're also on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
On our YouTube channel, Adventures A.
Yeah.
If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. If you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us, and it's just really awesome.
Yeah.
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 Especially on Apple Podcasts, because that's where a lot of people go.
Yeah.
It's our most listened to platform, and the reviews there are very helpful.
They're very important.
The algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's important on computers.
Yes.
And, of course, we're still running the Christmas card promotion.
Yeah, you don't have many, you don't have long left, but you do have
some
time.
Get in on it. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome Christmas card.
Yeah.
I'm wearing some nice plaid pajamas. Yeah. So you want to see that.
There's cute animals.
There is cute animals. Mm-hmm. But I'm in plaid pajamas.
And you're in plaid pajamas.
Okay. If you know someone else who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A to them as well. You can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at our brand new time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Except this week and next week. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're off for a couple weeks. But normally...
Yes.
Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
Every other week.
Every other week. So, yeah. Thanks to Magic of the Mouse Radio.
Mm-hmm.
They can be found on most radio station apps. Next week, we're finally kicking off the most wonderful time of the year for you.
Do, 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 do.
Because it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere you go.
But first, it's going to be Thanksgiving for our friends down south.
Yes, we had our Thanksgiving a long time ago.
We do that nice and
early.
This
is remedial Thanksgiving.
It is remedial Thanksgiving, sorry. But a little slow on the uptake there. And we're going to be talking about the Disney things that we're thankful for.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
I am thankful for a lot of Disney
things.
Thankful
for Disney.
Because they...
You can't just say Marvel.
Well, I mean, I also like Star Wars.
Oh. What are you thankful for? Marvel.
But, yeah, until then, you can message us the things that you're thankful for.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that as well.
Yes, yeah, so let's compare lists.
Mm.
Let's see what people say that I haven't thought of.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. I mean, I have lots of good ideas, but... Mm-hmm. You might also have good ideas.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say they're better than mine.
But they might be.
But they might.
No, they probably are.
I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Okay, but I'm Brandon.
And I'm Kristen. Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. What are you thankful for? Marvel.
Marvel.